grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 18. I read for you again these words. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. The kingdom of heaven is all about forgiveness. That's why we do well to hear about forgiveness often. God's forgiveness of us and our forgiveness of others. After all, our Lord Jesus has taught us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." And yet, how often do we take the time to contemplate these words? Do we really know what we're asking for? Do we really want God to forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us? Likewise, did Peter really know what he was asking when he said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" Probably not. But again, what about us? Do we really want God's forgiveness in the same measure that we forgive others? Or would we rather hold a grudge and refuse to forgive? Would we ever say we will forgive, but never forget? Is this the sort of forgiveness you want from God? And what about the repeated sins against us? Do we forgive as often as we are sinned against? Repent, beloved. Repent of your shallow, unforgiving heart. Repent of keeping scores in such matters. For Jesus tells us today about a man who had gotten himself into debt with his master to the tune of 10,000 talents. That's about 50 or 60 million days' pay. The servant owed a debt that he could never, ever repay. So his master ordered that he, along with his family and all of his stuff, be sold into slavery, be put in prison to settle the debt. But even then, that debt would not really be satisfied. For that servant, there was only one thing to do. And that was to beg and to throw himself at the mercy of his master. And so he fell to his knees and did just that. And in his blathering, he muttered, "Be patient with me and I will pay you back everything." Considering the size of the debt, that was just a silly thing to say. Yet, that's the way it is with sin and guilt. We think we can actually do something to fix it. But the master did have pity, and he did show mercy. He ignored the foolish statement of his servant. He canceled the debt and set the servant free. As it was with this debt-laden servant, so it is with you. You owed a debt to God that you could not repay. Your sins earned the penalty of death and damnation forever. Did you hear that? Your sins earned the penalty of death and damnation forever. So don't shrug it off as though it's nothing. Don't dare to think of your sin lightly. For you know how sin had to be atoned for. Look to the cross to see how seriously God takes sin. There was no other way to pay for it except for Jesus, God in the flesh, to suffer and die for it. That is the mercy of God. He himself paid the debt just like the master in the parable. He paid it in full. He paid it in blood. He paid it on the cross. And you too are forgiven and free. Let that sink in a bit. The entire debt of your sin has been forgiven. It has been totally removed. You are free. So, what does that servant do when he leaves the presence of his master with his debt forgiven and free? Well, he sees a fellow servant who owed him 100 denarii. Now, to be sure, this is no small amount. It's equal to about 100 days' wages, a third of a year. In our day, maybe a few thousand dollars at least. He grabs this man by the throat and demands that he pay back this debt. This debtor, too, begs for mercy, for patience, and promises that he would pay it back. And there is a possibility that he could do that. But instead of showing mercy, the first servant throws the second in debtor's prison until the money can be paid. Well, this greatly upset and deeply grieved the other servants. When they reported it to the master, he becomes angry. He calls the first servant back in and says, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And then, without waiting for an answer, the master turns him over to the jailers to be tortured until he had paid his original debt in full. That is, for the rest of his life, and then some. And thus endeth the parable. And Jesus remarks, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Yet, it's not easy, is it? Especially when we consider that some trespasses aren't so little. Could you forgive someone who just killed or injured a member of your family? How about someone who deceived you, stole from you, or defrauded you? Now, of course, those are some extreme examples, but there are many other sins that people commit against us that we may not be so willing to forgive, or at least that we really don't ever want to forget. Maybe it's a word that hurt you or offended you or just simply upset you. Maybe someone called you a name that you didn't like or lied about you, soiling your reputation. Maybe someone has hurt you physically, mentally, emotionally. Maybe it was a teasing or joking gesture that you didn't like one bit. Whatever it was, did you forgive the person? Repent, beloved. You are saved by God's grace alone through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Your debt went far beyond what you can imagine. And it went far beyond whatever anybody else might owe you. For it was an eternal debt. But Jesus died for your sins and rose for your salvation. And that is the end of the story. Trust in Him and you too will be saved. But what Jesus is saying in this parable is that saving faith cannot coexist with an unforgiving heart. Faith cannot coexist with willful sin and an unforgiving spirit. So Jesus is here sounding an alarm for us. He reminds us every time we pray the Lord's Prayer that those who have faith forgive as the Lord forgives. So if you're holding some grudge, cherishing some wrong committed against you, dwelling on it, and talking about it with whoever will listen, then listen to your Lord's solemn warning. Warning, your faith is not healthy. If you continue to feed this unforgiveness in your heart, it will eventually eat up your faith. Your faith in Christ will be lost in a sea of hatred, crushed by a rock of unmovable unforgiveness. So what do you do if you find this warning hitting home today? If you are convicted by our Lord's words this day, beware, for your greatest temptation is just coming. Because now, your greatest temptation will be to try harder to forgive. You will try to will yourself into forgiving the truly wicked things people have done to you. And if you try harder to be a forgiving person, you will undoubtedly fail. You will succumb to your hatred and unforgiveness even more because you will be thinking about it even more. You will begin to feel that old feeling of spite and you will try to say, "No, I should be forgiving. If I'm not, then God won't forgive me." And you will brood about how to forgive the wrong done you and only find yourself spending more time each day wallowing in the thought of that wrong. And your faith will die all the quicker. No, the only thing that'll work, the only way to deal with the matter is to look to Jesus Christ, who has forgiven every debt that can be incurred. For in Him is the only way out. in Him alone is life. If you keep a debt close to your heart, turn your eyes away from it, away from yourself, away from your inability to forgive, and cast your eyes on Jesus. On the cross, He earned forgiveness for you and for your neighbor. Look to Him. Focus on Him. Hold on to Him. And in faith, in time, your faith will grow. In time, His Spirit will change your heart. First, you will actually desire to forgive as you have been forgiven. And then, in time, perhaps more time than you have left on earth, but in time, you will actually forgive from your heart. So look to Him. If you feel frightened that you're not a forgiving enough person, then forget about yourself and look to Jesus. If you're afraid that you've lost your faith and are damned, forget about your faith and cling to Christ. If your faith is weak, come where the forgiveness of sins and the power to forgive is given out. Leave your burdens in the pew and come and eat Jesus' holy body and blood for the forgiveness of sins and drink His blood poured out for your salvation. Suffering from unforgiveness? Then come to the table. Receive our Lord's forgiveness again and again in great abundance. And the line starts right here. Amen.